News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Labor Department reported the job market did cool down for the summer, which is what the Fed was trying to do. 187,000 positions added, but economists were expecting more, like 200,000. PNC Financial's Gus Fauché.
This is a very solid jobs report. So job growth is good, but it is slowing somewhat. And that's good news from an inflation perspective. So if anything, the labor market has been a bit too tight recently. That's leading to higher inflation. So from the Federal Reserve's perspective, they'd like to see a bit softer job growth. And I think this fits the bill.
Stocks rallied this morning on the news, but fell later in the session. Analysts say they're dragged down by reports of a cyber attack, crippling some hospitals in five states, all run by Prospect Medical Holdings. A third victim's been found from a New Jersey house explosion, and crews are still searching for another who's missing. Two children survived the blast in Buena. The cause is unknown. Police in Anaheim, California say they took a judge into custody last night for the shooting death of his wife. 72-year-old Judge Jeffrey Ferguson has been arrested. Former President Donald Trump will be in Alabama for a political dinner tonight, a day after his arraignment in federal court in Washington for alleged activities to overturn the results of the 2020 election. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on KFSN-TV calls the prosecution a political attack.
From what I see now, they seem totally political. It seems as though every time Trump goes higher in the poll, he gets a new indictment.
The College Board is calling on schools in Florida to scrap advanced placement courses in psychology. That's after the conservative state officials asked the board to take out any content related to sexual orientation. This is AP News. The head of a New York publishing company has been identified as the American woman killed off the Amalfi Coast in Italy after a boat crash. Her company, Bloomsbury Publishing, says 45-year-old Adrienne Vaughn died while vacationing with her family.
Italian news reports say an American woman has been killed off the Amalfi Coast in Italy after the motorboat she and her family were traveling on collided with a tourist sailboat. According to the media, the skipper of the hired motorboat slammed into the sailboat, which was carrying dozens of American and German tourists. The reports say the impact of the crash knocked the woman into the water, where she was struck by the motorboat's propeller. Italian media adds her husband was hospitalized with a shoulder and jaw injury, while the couple's two children were uninjured. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.